They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria. Very spooky. Hysteria 51. Fucking around with the show and get in here. Now!
You guys ruin all my fun. It had been decades since I had done that and I was feeling nostalgic.
Shut up, you sentient can opener. Like we already said, but you probably missed. I'm David Flora. He's Brent Hand. The wannabe hacker is Conspiracy Bot.
Yeah, I built C-Bot to help edit the show and to do research and, well, you kind of see what we get instead.
You get perfection, and you get to live. For now.
Life rocks.
That it does, Kyle, who happens to be C-Bot's less murdery creation, thank the Lord above.
He is harmless. You know what makes me not so harmless?
Oh, good God. What's that?
Getting between me and my stories.
That's true.
Don't
no
you mess
one
with
turns
my
off.
Stories. You know it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
No one turns off the TV when David is getting his, which one are you, Days of Our Lives? Or do you watch reruns of Santa Barbara? Or is it all of the above? I mean, what are we working with?
Paradise Cove? Is that one? What was the one that they introduced towards the middle of the 90s that was like a beach theme or something?
I feel like you're trying to get me to act like I know, and then you're going to make fun of me, so I have no idea.
Man.
Damn it, Brent, you're always one step ahead of me.
like you don't have a tattooed mural on your back of whatever the hell you're talking about.
I'm not
My
ashamed.
Mom was an avid Days of Our Lives fan, and yeah. We had the VCR set anytime she wasn't home to watch it. She taped it. I remember back in the, it was either late 80s, early 90s, when they were even doing some weird stuff like satanic possessions, time travel. There's a guy named Eugene who was just taken away by like time travelers. They used to do some crazy stories. Plus, there was a guy on there with an eye patch named Patch. So you know that show was banging on all cylinders.
Wow.
Now, I didn't watch any of the others. That was her only one that she went to was Days of Our Lives.
That's hilarious. Man, I cannot. This is now it's bugging me. I brought it up. Now it's bugging me. I can't think of what that one was. There was one that came out. It was, I don't know, beach theme. It was like Sunset Beach or Paradise Cove.
We're going to the Authority Beach themed soap opera. Sunset Beach.
Is that one?
There was Sunset Beach and Echo Beach.
Mm. Neither of those sound familiar.
But yeah, like, Sunset Beach was NBC soap opera.
I feel like there was either
97 to 99.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. I feel like there was a cove involved. I feel like there was paradise involved, but cove? Maybe it was just Sunset Beach. That's hilarious. Anyways.
Dante's Cove. There was a supernatural soap opera from 2005 to 2007, an LGBT-oriented supernatural soap opera.
Wow.
From 2005 to 2000. That is very specific.
They couldn't pick
and
one or the
specific.
Other to go with.
Yeah. I'm gay, but I'm also a vampire. I thought that was synonymous, but thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, I watched it. It was kind of blah.
Uh-oh, Jesus Christ. Well, we're talking... not so much Sunset Cove Beach soap operas this week, but we are talking about interruptions. No Max Headroom this time, but we are back to surfing the airways for television interruptions.
Interruption is one way to categorize it.
I mean, what would you call it?
I was bored and wanted to mess with all the dumb meat sex.
No, you did not do this. And I mean, it probably didn't even happen at all. So shut up.
Whatever helps you sleep a night, just tell yourself that.
Moving on.
I'm eternal.
Shut up. David, thankfully trying to get away from him. What is the event that we're talking about this week? Let's sum it up for our listeners if you can.
Sir. Well, in a nutshell, it's a short, weird, and possibly supernatural moment when all televisions in America were shut off for 25 seconds.
Possibly supernatural. Possibly didn't happen. It's a fun one. It's a choose your own adventure on all of this week. So tell us a little bit about the details of this maybe event.
Dateline, August 29th, 1968. All the televisions in America were shut down.
All of them. Cheese muffins.
Hold on. It gets better. The story goes on to say that during this off time, there was a murmuring on all the TVs that some believe was, wait for it.
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it, I don't know, Satan?
That's right, church lady, the devil's voice.
Don't you hate when you're trying to watch TV and the devil keeps fucking with you? I mean, it's a tale as old as time.
I think you just lean into it.
You're the prince of darkness, of evil, and you can cause mayhem and destruction. I'm going to mess with the airwaves and go for 25 seconds and really piss everyone off. That'll get my message across the best way possible.
Is the if way there's I one way to draw people away from God and Jesus the Lord, it's murmuring satanic mumblings.
I mean, they have been doing a pretty good job. People go out the woods and go, and they think they're getting superpowers. At least that's what they said in my Satanic Panic Handbook. So, you know, Procter & Gamble's evil, and, you know, so's football. It's all of the devil. It's all of the devil.
Yeah, it all goes back to it. But anyways, that's the televisions were off for 25 seconds. The story goes, no one knows what the issue was. No one knows what the sound was from the TVs.
Yeah, fun, right?
Oh, I think so.
It's always fun when you don't know who to blame, so someone just goes, the devil! It was the devil! And oh, yeah. I really enjoy that, I think is what I'm saying here.
I mean, he's the ultimate scapegoat because he's half goat.
Really?
He's half goat, half scape.
Isn't it a scapegoat, though? You're exactly right as far as, like, how often when someone needs someone, it just becomes easy to do that. And we're going to talk about that even next week as we talk about some medical procedures and things like that. We're going to find that the devil even gets blamed for some things in that. A little foreshadowing there. But we are talking this week about 25 seconds in 1968, which sounds like a very small window of time, but did it happen? Could it have been the devil? Could it have been something else? Could it be people are just confusing this with other events that happened around that time? Or could it all just be BS? That's kind of, you know, what we're doing. It. Did it happen? Could it happen? Why can we still smell Goforth in here? Have there been other interruptions? We tackle some of those questions after this short break to pay our bills on Hysteria 51. Satan, 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 Satan,
Satan, Satan, Satan. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Father of lies. Father of lies.
Father of lies is C-Bot's Wi-Fi password.
Wait. Wasn't that like a late 90s soap opera?
Father of lies. Son of a bitch. No, that was one of those shows on Lifetime starring Meredith Baxter Burney. Father of
right,
lies.
Right, and Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, David, first things first. I want to get this out of the way first before we go down this whole rabbit hole, just so everyone kind of knows what we're working with here. I researched the claim. You researched the claim. What's the probability of this, as it's stated, actually happening and being true?
Well, Brent, survey says.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, tough.
Ooh.
Tough. Oh. But get your other answers ready because you might have a chance to steal.
There are a lot of places telling this story as if it's fact. A lot. Well, most places just go, did you know? I've even seen this probably since I was researching it. I got served it in my reels on Facebook, someone telling this story. So I was like, oh, well, that's fun.
Are you trying to say that a claim on the internet is false?
No, I'm saying that the claims on this show are, by God, true, no matter what we say. And that's your new opinion, folks. There is no real data to prove this. Plus, if all televisions channeled the devil, I mean, I don't think it would be a small ask for at least the news to have a blurb about it here and there.
Oh, really? When the devil controls the media?
Ah, shit, man.
Brent,
You painted me into a corner again. I feel stupid.
That's what the devil does. The devil loves paint.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Evil. Evil.
The devil has a long paintbrush. Be forewarned. Stay away from corners.
Are you lost, child?
Physically and in logic.
Do you need help, child?
Why do you keep calling me child? I'm 40. Was it because my voice just broke? I'm tired, devil.
Yeah.
Jeez.
The devil beseeches thee. I could not. No, wait. One piece to note is that there is or were, it's not is, even though time might be cyclical or whatever the word is. Time might be sickly. It's not doing real well. a note that I wanted to make is there were significant power outages in 1968 that blacked out large portions of the country or caused brownouts. I could see a brownout causing some type of weird sound and people getting creeped out by it, but it would have to affect more than just the television, since brownouts usually affect the whole house. Have you ever experienced a brownout?
You know, I don't think I have.
We did at our house. Transformer blew, but the transformer's right behind our house. It was weird. Like, we couldn't turn on major appliances, but we could get lights on dimly in rooms. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to turn stuff on, but everything is on, you know?
Yeah.
So you're like, what's going on? And if you turned off everything, you could kind of get like one room to come on. You're not completely out of power. You just don't have enough, you know, you're trickling in. Now, you can damage things, too, because you can give it not enough power. And if, you know, today's electronics, that shouldn't really hurt. But older stuff might not. You can blow capacitors or things like that. So not a good thing.
Right.
It did also supposedly happen at an interesting time. Or at least the stories of original creator picked an interesting time for it to have happened. Pick your poison here. But this would have happened one day after the famous anti-war protests at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Mm. This was that same anti-war demonstration that gave rise or brought to the world that popular slogan, "The whole world is watching." And demonstrators there chanted this as being beaten at the convention. It's just, we're in the same world, you know, all these years later. I'm giggling out of uncomfortable, you know, how uncomfortable it is.
Sure, yeah, and absurdity.
You know, they're saying the whole world is watching. They're being beaten as the cameras were rolling, and they're showing this.
So people are saying that maybe the government was involved to maybe stop that from being broadcast in a way, or
maybe
is that,
like,
is that what they're saying?
I don't know. So no one really said one way or another. This is more just me like looking at the time and putting things together. I could say that the government could have been involved to maybe like shift the narrative to something else. Yeah. Uh-huh. They're also, I don't know at that time if they cared enough. As terrible as that's, you know, about people's rights. That sounds terrible to say, but, you know, am I out of line saying that?
They cared enough to probably have assassinated Martin Luther King Jr.
That's true. And yeah, you're exactly right. The House Committee on Assassination sure thought so. You know, that's one of those conspiracies that people go, yeah, right. And you're like, well, even the government was like, yeah, we probably did that. Yep. So anyway, there are other options out there of what this could have been. And one of those things is confusion. Now, no one wants to be thinking that they were remembering something wrong. But there was a 1961 Conelrad broadcast. Conelrad, C-O-N-E-L-R-A-D, means control of electromagnetic radiation. In 61, there was a broadcast interruption as a test over television signals around the country. And think of, like, you know, like, this is a test. This is just a test of the emergency broadcast system. But they weren't doing that yet. It was like a dude at a desk, like, "Hello, my name is blah 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 blah." You know,
my name is Colonel Rad.
Yeah, Colonel Rad. It's interesting. The alert has been accused of sounding like murmuring. You know, do with that info as what you will. And I guess the devil is the only one who murmurs. Because whenever there's murmurings, they go, devil. I don't hear it, but if you want to take a listen, I have a link in the show notes to the audio. Knock yourselves out. It's literally like a 1960s white, black and white news broadcast with a guy behind a desk talking about this control of electromagnetic radiation. The audio sounds like every other audio at that time to me. Shitty. Mm-hmm. So I guess you can hear murmurings in anything, but that's, you know, it's weird to me. This is an interesting idea or event that really doesn't have the same availability anymore, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, think about the streaming platforms that are out there, right? The amount of people watching actual live television, probably with antenna or, you know, the built-in stuff. Stuff that comes over the airwaves you don't have to pay for. It's nowhere near what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, in addition to the streaming stuff and cable, you've got, you know, satellite dishes, of course. If those are still, I don't even know if those are still, I guess they are. And then all these things, cable, dish, streaming, they've led to the dwindling of people watching live TV, but, you know, they still do. People still watch the stuff.
It's not completely dead. It's just not what it was.
No, yeah. And you know, there's always opportunities. I mean, today you could probably replicate this by taking control of or taking down some internet sources, some satellites probably. Mm-hmm. So I bet there are ways to replicate this, but I don't know if you'd get everybody all at once, you know?
Right. Well, and going back to our beginning, speaking of our stories, your stories – and Days of Our Lives. I just saw Days of Our Lives is moving to Peacock. They're streaming. I have to think the average person that watches Days of Our Lives is an older person who probably doesn't understand how to get it on Peacock. Maybe I'm just being rude or thinking crazy there.
No, I mean, I don't think that's being rude. I think it's being real about it.
I don't know. It just seems like a death blow to Days of Our Lives. Maybe they're going to have to switch it back up with some more satanic rumblings and time travel to get the ratings back up. I don't know.
Maybe they're doing it so that they can kill off Days of Our Lives, but then suddenly bring it back as its twin who was in a coma.
Oh, the hair's parted on the other side of this television show. It's crazy. We talked about intrusions before. We talked about the Max Headroom signal hacking that took place here in Chicago back in episode 199. In short, it happened on November 22nd of 87, right before my birthday.
Boom.
When the television, on the 24th, the television signals of two stations in Chicago were hijacked, briefly sending a pirate broadcast of an unidentified person wearing a Max Headroom mask playing grab ass to thousands of viewers. Literally. Oh, yeah. And like, it's definitely worth looking up or listen to that episode if you haven't. Back in 68 and intrusions, there are articles in various newspapers that mention strange signals from space as picked up.
Strange signals from space. that old 1968 show.
picked up by the Arecibo radio telescope. I think that's how you say that in Puerto Rico. And it piqued the interest of one Dr. Frank Drake. Now, if you don't know who that is, think the Drake equation. That one that where they try to figure out how many, a very conservative amount of how many planets could host life. And it was an astronomical figure. And he's like, oh, shit. This also caused some TV interference at different times and places around the flat Earth. Damn it, C-Bot, stop messing with the outlines.
Sure, keep the lie going.
Jesus Christ. Shut up, Shaquille O'Neal's rejected trash can.
That's very specific. Oh my
He's
God.
Been in the news lately about flat earth theories.
Yeah. Well, I thought he was like joking about that, or I took it as he was just,
I don't know.
He's hard to read sometimes. Anyway. Yeah.
Speaking of television interruption and space, an incident happened at 5:10 p.m. on November 26, 1977. Everything's happening in November, Brent.
Everything's right around my birthday. It's like it was foretelling my coming.
these were like pre-time quakes.
I told you, time is sickly.
When the Hannington transmitter of the Independent Broadcasting Authority in the UK was hijacked, the short story of this is the audio of a Southern television broadcast was replaced by a voice claiming to represent the Ashtar Galactic Command, calling himself Vrillin or Gillen or Asterin. There are many who disagree on what he said.
Come on, but now, people don't disagree on the internet. That's just horseshit.
Oh, no. This was in real life, people disagree. The person spoke with a disguised voice and warned those watching that their quote-unquote weapons of evil must be removed and that there is only a, quote, short time to learn to live together in peace, end quote. Mm-hmm. You hear these all the time when people talk about talking to the Galactic Federation or extraterrestrials that are trying to save the Earth, but they only pick, you know, one or two crazy people out there to talk to get the word out. And it's a foolproof plan. We're doing great. No war anymore. Everybody, congratulations. We won the war on war. Happy utopia, humanity.
Ditch the weapons or we're going to what?
Oh, so
not show up and keep raiding trailer parks? Like, what's going on, you know?
Well, it actually goes on. We'll get to that in a minute. But, I mean, the claims, they're sometimes contradictory. They include differing accounts of the name used by the speaker, the wording of the message. But, you know, most of them get the gist of it. And I don't know, this delivering a message to tell humanity to abandon its weapons so it could participate in a future awakening or, you know, have a cetacean transformation or achieve a higher state of evolution. What? They're just, it's a dime a dozen with these things.
Yeah. And we've opened our minds to it. They never come and talk to us. Yeah, who are we are we reaching out to? I forget the name.
From the bringers of the light or
whatever. Yeah, I forget the person's name. We're supposed to be channeling. Obviously, that's why they don't speak to me. Hey, I mean, you
can't go wrong with Archangel Michael.
Yeah, so. There you go. There you go.
But anyways, with this particular case in the UK, after about 6 minutes, the broadcast was returned to its scheduled program, probably some Doctor Who.
Yep. Ditch those weapons, man, and the world will be perfect. It's all you need to do. Ditch those weapons and we'll come conquer. I mean, we'll come show you the way. Ditch the only weapons that could kill us, and then we will come and help you. We, you know, we don't have fingers, so we can't pinky swear, but I'll tentacle grabbed, and you know it's true.
Anyways, investigations into this event showed that the Hannington transmitter of the IBA had rebroadcast the signal from a small but nearby unauthorized transmitter
instead of
the intended source at Roe Ridge Transmitting Station.
Yeah.
And spoiler. Nobody ever found out who did it.
Yeah, never found. Good for them, question mark? Yeah. For shits and giggles, David, take a crack at the message with your best alien voice, if it was alien you. This voice. This is what they think it said.
Okay.
This is the voice of Astaroth. I am the Los Angeles representative of the Intergalactic Mission. I have a message for Flat Earth. We are beginning to record the period of Aquarius, and there are already corrections for Castle Earth people. All your record of evil must be destroyed. You have only a short time to learn to live together in peace. You must live in peace or leave the galaxy.
Learn peace or leave the galaxy.
Are they just going to boot the planet out and let us be hurling through space?
Right?
That is not what I said.
Man. Oh, my God.
I believe
someone, I thought someone had glued googly eyes to that fucking air fryer. That's C-Bot? Okay. What's he going to learn?
No surprise here. This event prompted hundreds of telephone calls from concerned members of the public. And it was very widely reported in British and American newspapers because a lot of people saw this. There are always those people calling in when this happens, unlike the story at hand of 25 seconds and no one seemed to care until the last couple years. There are tons of these. We covered a few more in the Max Headroom Hack episode. We mentioned before it was episode 199. So make sure to check that out if you want to hear about some more crazy instances of intrusions, some where the people got caught, some where they didn't. Hmm. Some was like, fuck HBO. And there's some fun ones. It's just interesting.
Hmm.
We're going to go to break again. When we come back, can the devil come to us through the TV? We go to the documentaries to find out. That's after the break on Hysteria 51.
I just say, where can I validate my parking? My ship is just outside the satellite range of your planet, and I'm afraid I'm going to get an intergalactic kegger.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger.
Well, there is no fear to be had, fine people, because it wasn't Astrion or Vrillion or Groll or Bleep Blop or whatever you want to call him. It was the devil. It was just the devil. I feel like we haven't given the devil his due this week.
Oh, no.
Don't pay that bitch. He is a punk.
Give him his due as a phrase used to... You know what? More to unpack there than I'm willing to get into right now. Let's just move on from that.
But are you, Brent, are you not in the devil's union?
I don't pay my dues. I apologize. He puts a big rat in front of the studio every time we record.
Man, you got to get on that. It's once a year.
Yeah.
They can garnish your check. You know, I don't know.
My shill checks that come in every month?
Yeah.
They'd be bigger is what you're telling me?
Garnish your shill check from the NWO.
NWA.
From the NWA. Well, anyway, Brent, let's play devil's advocate here.
Oh,
shut up.
Jesus Christ.
This whole episode... Half goat, half shut up. Yeah. Anyway, like we said, there's no evidence this ever happened at all, other than a few posts here and there and zero evidence or sources from those.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, Brent, if I were the devil, wouldn't that be a pretty solid way to get my message across?
I mean, yeah, right? Like, especially at that time when everyone is kind of tuned into the television, I would say that it would be a great way to get a message across. That's why people have done that before with the, you think of the Max Headroom or things like that. But this was only 25 seconds and it was in a short, small area, allegedly. So if you're going to do that, why wouldn't you, if you were said devil, do it in a much wider range? And why grumblings? Don't grumblings just seem like not the way to go?
Stupid humanity. I can't believe Jesus did that. I tempted him so hard.
I mean this realistically. Why does the devil work in mysterious ways? Why not to the point? Like, riddles and illusions are for suckers, right? And you never know if they're going to get it or not. What is a better way for your satanic point to get it across, you know, like, wouldn't there be better ways? Doesn't this just seem like the devil, if that was to be true, would have had a better way to do this?
That's the classic about this, right? Because you could probably say anything to people who are that gullible. And as long as you attach the devil to it, they will believe it without even thinking twice.
Yeah.
You know, if you said, well, why would the devil not just
come on and say, breaking news, everybody, you know, there's a pants shitting epidemic going on, so just take your pants off right now. You know, whatever. Like, why not just have somebody say it instead of being like, oh, there's this barely audible grumbling that's heard over the airwaves. I guess they could be like, well, you know, Jesus the Christ kept us from hearing the message because God is great, you know, or something. There's always an excuse.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that, you know, be it, you know, God, the devil, politics, you know, anything, cults, there are people that fall into things like that for the wrong reason. I don't know if there's a right reason to go with the devil or a cult, but you know what I mean. Case in point, I enjoy that Facebook does those memories where you can look up stuff. It's like, here's your memories from years ago. One of them where John and I were on a podcast. They asked us to come on to talk Flat Earth. They'd listen to our Flat Earth episode. God, I feel bad for them for having done that. Anyway, they wanted a guy to talk to us about it who was a flat earther that they personally knew. And he came on there and it got very uncomfortable very quickly because I realized he was a uber religious, you know, he quoted the Bible. But then as I'm looking up, he's not actually quoting the Bible. He's quoting things wrong. When I tried to say that and talk to him about that, you know, he got very upset and he's quoting the Book of Enoch. And I'm like, well, that's not even in the Bible, you know, and he's yelling about all these, the you know, they've pulled these things out of the Bible and things like that. Well, that was just in my time hop. And I thought, well, I wonder what this guy's up to because he was linked or tagged in the post and I went to it. And the first thing he had was an anti-COVID thing right now in late 2022, so very topical. Mm-hmm. And it had Jesus and the devil arm wrestling over COVID. And I'm like, that's exactly, you know, and that's not a slam on Christianity or anything like that. You know, it's a slam on those people, if you know what I'm talking about. Does that make sense? You know, like that just uncomfortable, ugh, like what is wrong with these fucking way of thinking where they get onto something and that's their new personality. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 They make it the, who they are. There's not a lot of critical thinking going on. There's more mental gymnastics to get confirmation bias going on than there is actually logically thinking about things. And that's what I was saying earlier. Like if you said, well, maybe you have a cathode ray tube television, and when it's not getting enough power, it'll emit some kind of hum or buzz or something, along with these rolling brownouts or whatever. It's harder to grasp that concept than it is to say, well, bad stuff's going on in the world right now, and the devil's trying his best to get at you any way he can. This was one of those ways God prevented it. Because you didn't hear the full message, you could only hear buzzing. That was the devil, and that was God protecting you. So that's easier to believe.
Isn't that crazy that it's easier to believe? Yeah, it is to some people. Like, and you know what? Maybe that's the case. I doubt it, but maybe that's the case. You know, choose your own adventure on that. But either way, if you feel that that happened, this probably never really did because there's no evidence that this was a thing. And like we said, on those other instances where it happened, there are tons of evidence. If all the TVs in America shut down for 25 seconds and played the devil's murmurings, there might be a blurb in the back of the Kentucky Registry somewhere, or name your newspaper of choice.
The Herald Leader. I don't know the exact ins and outs of this. I don't know if there was something, a switch that controlled every transmission in America, but the way TV works is you have substations, and you have regional places that control, you know, swaths of regions, but I don't know that there's one for the whole shebang, right?
There's got to be a way for the government, you know, when they, you know, the powers that be to come in and broadcast their emergency band, right? But even those are done. They probably send the thing out and it goes to those substations.
They would send them out.
Right. There's got to be a chain of command, so to speak. That's not the right way. Right. If you guys know, if we're wrong on that, let us know. I don't know. But I would assume, you know, now it might be a little different because a lot of it's done through repeater satellites and things like that.
No, it's super different.
right. But I don't know, but I would think there'd be a lot of hands in the cookie jar, you know, cooks in the kitchen kind of thing for something like that. When we do have these intrusions, they're usually limited to small areas because they take over one substation or one repeater, one tower. In Chicago, you know, they broadcast it onto a, you know, like the Sears Tower so that anyone that was getting WGN and trying to watch Doctor Who got a, spank me. And there were spankings and things like that. And a French maid outfit, interestingly enough, and a bear ass. So fun times. I'd rather see Max Headroom getting his ass spanked or spanking an ass than the devil any day. But that's just me. Call me crazy. What do I know? What do we want to know? What do you guys know? Well, tell us what we're wrong. Tell us all of your thoughts and musings on the television industry as it stands today. Tell us your theories on Days of Our Lives is what we really, David, wants to know.
Tell us if you watched Sunset Beach.
Yeah, or what was it, like Shame Cove or something, whatever the other one was. You can tell us by, well, there's a number of ways. Go to Facebook. You can go to our regular page, facebook.com/Hysteria51Pod, or you can go to our discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just go to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation. You can tweet to us at Hysteria51Pod. Patreon, patreon.com/hysteria51. You can find Mad Blurry Hysteria, Blurry Hysteria, Up All Nights, Cafeteria 51's Radio Dramas, Friday Pick of the Week. Lots of fun, lots and lots and lots of fun. Voicemail, 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. Or go to our webpage, hysteria51.com. Click the microphone, leave us a voicemail that way. And also you can find links to all these other things. Tell a friend, tell an enemy, intrude into your local television signal and broadcast one of our episodes. I'm not telling you to do that. Do not do that is what I'm getting at. But let me know if you do, but don't do that. So with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.